Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Again, this is Jeremy, and welcome to Jeremy's Gem, a land that talks about God's Word from a Christian and a queer perspective. And I pray that all of you enjoy your summer. I have a heat wave here on the East Coast, you know, but praise God, you know, each day is just be joyful for each day God is with me. Today's topic is about justice. Okay, you hear about justice, and justice is talked about quite a bit in Scripture. It's talked about particularly in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. But I have a few verses that will bring out what justice really should be. Reading from Exodus chapter 23, verses 2 and 3 and verse 6. You shall not follow a majority in wrongdoing. When you bear witness in a lawsuit, you shall not side with the majority as to pervert justice, nor shall you be partial to the poor in a lawsuit. In other words, what you're saying is to judge fairly. You know, don't go follow the crowd. Don't follow, you know what everybody might be screaming that the person is guilty of something, or some wrongdoing, and the person may not, and it may not be correct at all. It's because majority rules doesn't mean the majority is always right. Yet in many cases of that where the majority was dead wrong. And you should be partial to whatever a lawsuit is, whether it's a person that's rich or a person that's poor. It's poor. You have to judge fairly. Verse 6, we go to you shall not pervert justice due to your poor in the lawsuit. In other words, it's back again to the previous verses. Be fair. Be impartial. That's what justice is. Now we go to, Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 15. You shall not render an unjust judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor or be burned. I think this kind of sums it up in what my lesson is here today. You know, don't be partial to the poor or the first to the great. Just, you know, don't poor person because he's poor. Don't be partial to the person that has a lot of money because he has a lot of money. That's not even the issue. The issue is what is before. What the judgment should be. And also one of the things about a judgment is it has to be fair, it has to be equitable, and also it has to be based on whatever the facts are. Let's go to another verse. We go to Leviticus 10, verse 17 and 18. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords. The great God is mighty and awesome, who is not partial and takes no bribes. Repeat that again, who is not partial and takes no bribes, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and who loves the strangers, providing them with food and clothes. And we go to another verse, a couple more verses. This is in Deuteronomy. Yeah, 16 verses 19. Go to the 19. Deuteronomy 16, 19. You must not distort justice. You must not show partiality. and you must not accept bribes or bribe blinds the eyes of the wise to subvert the cause of those who are in the right. Isn't that the truth? That's the end. Many cases, you know, the bribes were there. And those who are in the right are just kind of dismissed. And then we go to another couple of verses. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 17 and 19. Verse 17. You shall not deprive a resident family of foreign offering of justice. You shall not take a widow's garment and pray. When you reap your harvest in your field and forget a sheaf in the field, you shall not go back to get it. You shall be left with the alien, the orphan, and the widows, so that the Lord, your God, may bless you and all your undertakings. From reading all these verses, the thing that rings out to me is the word impartiality. God is on the side of justice. About what is right, doing what is right. Now being a part, you know, he speaks in James, I believe, it says that, you know, if you show partiality, you sin. Thing is, that you have to be partial, you have to be right. Okay, it's not a matter of opinion, popular opinion. Justice is justice. It, you know, it may not seem right to the person, but this is what it is. I also, now justice is justice. It may not seem fair at times, and it should be fair, but, you know, doing the right thing is more important than following the crowd, doing what's, getting on board with what's popular. In God's eyes, when you do a wrong, it's a wrong. And no amount of law, no amount of justification is going to change that. But God always judges what is right. Now, I look at it from another matter, not just legal matters, when you're doing what's right. Not showing any partiality, not showing a partiality because the person's different from you, because there's a different race, or a different gender, or a sexuality, or they come from another country, or they're poor, or they don't have orphans, or they're orphans. And one of the things that I find this when people, when you're found out that you're particular, I'll give you a good example. I adopted my son. Okay, I call him my son right away. Why? Because we look on a jury to find out that he's adopted. And I've seen it, people who were adopted, they look down upon, in some circles they look down upon. I remember God is a God, he's a friend to the all. He upholds the all, or he'll protect me. And justice is being fair to everybody. That the person who they got gotten out of prison. Maybe they need a job. No, don't discriminate against it because they got out of jail. So they want a job. give them the opportunity. If a person's overcome something, encourage them. But give them the opportunity. Because I'm reminded, things happen in life. You know, things do happen, people. You know, things get bad, you get caught up in things you do now. And from there on, you know, some people want to rectify some wicked ones. They don't want to do what they did anymore. But they want to move on. Another thing, don't judge a person by the way they look. How many gifted, intelligent, and creative people have been turned away simply because of how they looked, who they were? Maybe this lesson should be more about partiality, being impartial rather than justice. Because God loves everyone. Now, he's not partial to somebody because they're rich or they're poor or they're a different race or they're different sexuality or gender. No, God loves everyone equally. And God wants to minister to each and everyone equally. There are men who have come to Christ from all backgrounds, from all nations, from all tongues, from all genders and sexualities. There are many people who have come to Christ. For me, the trans version, two verses that I love is in Matthew 19, chapter 10. And I'll read that, make that the last verse. I think it's 15, verse 10. His disciples said to him, such is the case of the man whose way is better mathematics. But he said to them, not everyone can accept the teaching, but only those who it is given. And there are eunuchs who have been so from birth, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. And what I draw from this is, you know, those who are eunuchs, you know, God accepted them. He accepted them. He had no issue with them. He treated people all the same. And Jesus is treating everybody fairly, equitably. God is not a partial God. He doesn't favor one because they look a certain way. He loves everybody equal. And God wants to do it. He wants to do the right thing. And all of us should do the right thing. And I hope this lesson would help someone. I miss a Genevieve Gem. And I pray that this lesson has blessed someone. And I look forward to getting together with you once again in our next episode. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. And God bless you.